Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The results are in, and Prop 50 has passed.
We actually put the vote to the voters to decide.
And a fast food chain is helping folks eat during the government shutdown.
I grew up in a household where sometime one meal had to stretch and to feed everyone.
Welcome to the LA Local for Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy Family Dealerships. I'm your host, Aaron Cooper. We got a lot to unpack, so here's what's coming up on today's LA Local. SoCal is stepping in to make sure people are fed as the government shutdown enters day 36. LA County is facing a new kind of pest problem, and a theater legend is stirring up some magic and mayhem at the La Mirada Theater. But first, Prop 50 has passed, and Governor Newsom is celebrating. He says voters showed up because President Trump does not believe in fair and free elections.
People waiting up 3 hours to cast their vote, to send a message to Donald Trump. No crowns, no thrones, no kings. That's what this victory represents. It's a victory for the people of the state of California and the United States of America.
And a lot of voters turned out in huge numbers to cast their ballots for and against Prop 50. And the measure easily passed with about 64% of the vote. John Baird spoke with one resident who was walking his dog this morning and felt a strong need to go vote yesterday.
And what was your reasoning for wanting to do that?
You know, it's obviously complex, and there was a lot of, I think there's a lot of reasoning for the idea of both sides making sense for either redistricting or not redistricting. We don't want to give credence to other people doing it. However,
other people are doing it.
Other people started it. And it's also, we actually put the vote to the voters to decide. We put the proposition for the voters to decide whether we want to do it. It's not like
the governor just said,
you got it. So at least we gave the opinion or the option for us to make that decision, and we clearly made the decision like, hey, look, we want to do our part to, you know, kind of level out democracy, if you will. Now, obviously, now we're kind of opening a can of worms. Well, I shouldn't say we opened it. Maybe we continue the opening of the can of worms, right? And now we have other states kind of talking about doing similar things. So who knows what it'll be in the end of the day.
And exit polling showed that 80% of people who voted for Prop 50 did so to spite President Trump. And as expected, Republicans sued hours after it was approved. They argue that the new maps are unconstitutional, saying race was improperly used to draw the new maps. Governor Newsom says the maps are legal and calls the move desperate. And the case is now headed to federal court. Yesterday, we told you about the calls for an independent investigation into the Palisades fire. An anonymous letter sent to the mayor and two council members basically said LA City Fire can't be trusted to investigate itself and that an independent investigation should be launched. 10 months after the Palisades fire, the LAPD is talking about some of the things that went wrong and what should have been done better. Alex Silverman read through that report, which is 92 pages long.
The LAPD didn't have the primary role as the Palisades burned, but its after-action report does reveal some new information. We've heard a lot about communications confusion that day, and now we know the DWP had cut power to the main radio repeater the police relied on. Eventually, the command post had to resort to funneling orders through one watch commander with a list of officers' personal cell phone numbers. The system that defined the evacuation zones was new. We knew from earlier reports that very few county employees were properly trained on it, but it was totally unfamiliar to the LAPD. And because the zones don't always align with neighborhoods or major streets, officers were confused. The police say it was unclear when the National Guard showed up what they were supposed to be doing, and it took a while to agree on specific roles. It was LAPD officers who told gridlocked drivers to abandon their cars and run, a decision the report calls justified. And now we know the police later removed and destroyed 231 of those vehicles. The report also paints a picture of crime in the evacuation zone. While there was talk of widespread burglary and looting calls, there are only 46 reports of property crimes actually documented, and only 2 arrests for burglary.
Food drives are happening across California in response to the ongoing federal government shutdown. With that also means the suspension of SNAP benefits, which impacts millions of people, including many in Southern California. One food drive is underway in industry. Karen Adams was there with the story.
The need is strong as people from all across Southern California lined up as early as 5 in the morning at the Industry Hills Expo Center, the event hosted by L.A. County Supervisor Hilda Solis, who took it all in from a hillside.
This is a regional effort here. We're working with L.A. Regional Food Bank, the County of Los Angeles, as well as Baby to Baby, the City of Industry, and City of La Puente. 2,500 boxes of food are being made available, but we think the need is much greater. We're already halfway through, and we're not even at noon yet.
She says the line is full of SNAP recipients, federal workers, seniors, and lots of families just trying to make ends meet. She says people can help by donating to the LA Regional Food Bank.
And again, to underscore how important it is for people to give cash donations to LA Regional Food Bank, because they are the ones that know where to get the produce and what kinds of things are needed for families.
Including diapers and formula. Another food distribution is set to take place this Saturday in El Monte. Contact the LA Regional Food Bank for more details.
134 Carl's Juniors in Southern California are stepping in to help feed people, too. Emily Valdez spoke with one of the owners.
Amir Siddiqui's company, Acash Management, owns most of the Carl's Juniors in SoCal, from Ventura to L.A., Orange County, San Bernardino to Riverside County.
Burger, fries, and a Coke.
Now, any federal government employee, military, or CalFresh recipient can get a kid's meal for just $1. To him, this is personal.
If I grew up in a household where sometime one meal had to stretch and to feed everyone. You know, I remember watching my parents sometimes stress on their face. You know, when you live through that and you don't forget it.
The offer stands for as long as the shutdown goes on.
The way it's set up is really one or two per family, but if there's a family, they got 3 kids in the car, we will provide that for them. We'll give it to them.
People must show a federal ID or CalFresh card to get the dollar meal offer.
And we have a list of all the participating stores on our website, knxnews.com. And tomorrow, Dodger fans will also have a chance to snag free food. We love a free food opportunity. Chipotle is offering a BOGO free entree deal from 4 to 8 p.m. for customers decked out in Dodgers gear. They offer burritos, bowls, tacos, salads, quesadillas, the whole thing. But there are a couple of rules. Free items will be limited to 5 per check, and kids' meals don't count as an entree. Now, here's a weird one. A woman in Riverside County known as the Butt Lady has been sentenced to 15 years to life in prison for giving a woman silicone injections that ended up killing her. She was convicted of second-degree murder and practicing medicine without a license. Prosecutors said the woman injected silicone oil into the patient's butt, causing an embolism which ended up being fatal. The woman plans to appeal, claiming she didn't perform the injections and was working as a consultant on behalf of doctors who can legally perform butt injections in Tijuana. Just days after Orkin ranked LA as the nation's rattiest city,
health officials delivered another bit of icky news. 61 rabid bats have been found in LA County so far this year, and it's the second highest total ever recorded in the county. Officials say about 14% of bats who come into contact with people or pets test positive for rabies. They say while bats are important to the environment and ecosystem, anyone who may have had contact with a bat should immediately speak to their doctor or contact the public health department. And while we're at it, they say never touch a bat and immediately report any bat found indoors to public health officials. You're not going to get powers. You're not going to become Batman. If you get bit by a spider, you're not going to become Spider-Man. I don't know what to tell you, people. Just report these things. Keep your pets and yourself safe. Now for some good news and a little bit of nostalgia. You know, some people spend their whole lives trying to be good at one thing. And then there's SoCal native Kathy Rigby McCoy. She's good at a lot of things. She was an Olympic gymnast. She's a Tony-nominated actress. Maybe you've heard of her because she was most well-known for playing Peter Pan for decades. I was 8 years old when I saw her fly across the stage for the first time. It was truly magical. And why am I telling you this? Well, after decades of playing the boy who never grew up, Kathy Rigby is now returning to Neverland, kind of, at the La Mirada Theater for Peter Pan Goes Wrong. And by the way, her company McCoy Rigby Entertainment has been producing amazing shows at the La Mirada Theater for 4 decades now. Seriously, I have not seen a bad show there. Anyway, this time she's not really playing Peter Pan, she's playing the narrator, as audiences get to see a production of Peter Pan go hilariously wrong. I got to talk to Kathy Rigby McCoy today, who I recognized immediately. Maybe she lives in Neverland because she has not aged a day. Anyway, she talked about what it's like to bring some magic and wonder to adults and kids, especially right now.
To fly and to see the reaction of people, it reminds me of back of that time that, you know, you go back in time and feel the innocence and the joy. And it made me actually, you know, I'm getting up there in age, and I found myself thinking, wow, can I do this? Are my bones going to take it? Am I able to have the flexibility and be able to jump around, and even as the narrator? And I swear to you, the minute we started rehearsing this, suddenly I felt about 15 years younger. And things didn't hurt so much. And I don't know what kind of psychological reasoning goes behind that, but it was a joy, and a joy to see the faces of people, even though this is, you know, this is a story about, you know, it's chaos, it's outrageous, it's funny, it's mayhem, but it has the same spirit, I think, that Sir James Barrie intended to begin with, that no matter how badly things are going, we all hope to find that, you know, that we can believe in hope and possibilities, and like children do.
I love that.
And that's what's been such a joy in doing this particular show.
One of the things that is so fun about the play that goes wrong, or Peter Pan goes wrong, is that it's like coordinated chaos. It's being okay and laughing and enjoying and leaning into the things that go wrong. And Peter Pan, it is very coordinated. I don't know how you're doing these flips. I'm not sure where the wires are, but like, it has to be very coordinated. And so to be in a space that is very playful, can you talk about what that experience?
Yeah, it really is coordinated chaos, because you can get hurt because there are the stage is doing certain, you know, if we're on a rotating stage, a circle, and your people are running by you, and there are different levels, and you know, there's a pirate ship, there's the nursery, there's the forest of Neverland, and it is forever changing, and you're supposed to be falling out of chairs, you're supposed to be running into each other. The flying is imperfect on purpose. It's hysterical to look at, but it is one of the most difficult shows we've ever put together. Just trying to keep everybody safe and make it funny and fun. And it's played in earnest. It really is about this company that wants to put on a show, wants to put on Peter Pan, and they're all trying their very best to make it happen, and everything goes wrong. But in the end, it comes back to that sense of, you know, real magic and never giving up, and it's just a joy to do.
You can catch Peter Pan Goes Wrong at the La Mirada Theater, which runs through November 23rd. All right, folks, this has been your LA Local for Wednesday, November 5th. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see all the inventory for all 12 dealerships at thelacarguy.com. I'm Erin Cooper. Happy Wednesday to those who celebrate. It's almost Friday. You're doing great. Catch you next time. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.